USA Radio News with John Hunt.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows spent his day on Capitol Hill talking to Democrats who have not budged in their position on coronavirus relief.
Yeah, I think it's interesting just to hear the comments from Senator Schumer and Speaker Pelosi saying that they want a deal when behind closed doors their actions do not indicate the same thing. They can't come up with any significant cuts in their bill. What they want is a $2.5 trillion blank check. We came up here today just to hear the same thing that we've heard repeated for the last 2 weeks.
Republicans and Democrats are mostly split on how to continue to provide support for unemployed Americans, even though both sides continue to say it's a priority. Democrats are still asking for $600 a week for out-of-work individuals, which Republicans say discourage workers from seeking out new employment opportunities. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
White House Coronavirus Task Force Coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx told several state and local officials to get on top of it this week in those cities seeking increases in the trend of positive COVID-19 cases. Birx warned the leaders of the nine cities, Atlanta, Omaha, Nebraska, Boston, Kansas City, Portland, Oregon, Baltimore, Chicago, Detroit, and D.C. during private calls, according to the Center for Public Integrity. Birx is also concerned about California's Central Valley. Brent Sowcroft, an architect of American foreign policy during the Cold War and national security advisor to Presidents Gerald Ford and George H.W. Bush, has died at the age of 95. Sowcroft was a retired lieutenant general in the U.S. Air Force. Sowcroft served as military aide to President Richard Nixon and was chosen by Mr. Ford to serve as national security advisor after President Nixon's resignation. He oversaw the evacuation of American officials from Vietnam in 1975. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The job numbers came out today, and USA's Tim Berg has an analysis.
The United States economy added 1.8 million jobs last month, and the unemployment rate fell to 10.2% from 11.1% in June. The labor participation rate is at 61.4%. Joni Courtney is the chief workforce analyst for EmployBridge. She joins Fox Business and shares some of the sectors in the workforce that are doing well.
You know, looking at some of the numbers here, and, the temporary help sector came back, added 143,000 jobs. I know in the business that I run, we're seeing a very strong demand, of course, in mortgage roles. That's no surprise based on the low interest rates that we see, but those positions of loan processors, closers are in such high demand right now. Manufacturing and logistics jobs are coming back.
Thousands of bikers have poured into the small South Dakota city of Sturgis as the 80th Sturgis Motorcycle Rally rumbled to life despite fears it could lead to a massive coronavirus outbreak. The rally will become the largest public gathering since the pandemic began, with organizers expecting over 250,000 people from all over the country to make their way there during the 10-day event. That would be roughly half the number of previous years, but local residents and even a few bikers worry that the crowds could create a super spreader type of event. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.